Welcome, welcome, ladies, to Motherhood Mess Unfiltered, where faith meets life's challenges. This is where we talk about the seasons of life, especially for incredible mothers that are listening today. I am Sakura Baez. I am your warfare strategist. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about the idea that sometimes that when we are being pushed back and set back, we are being set up like a slingshot into greater things. And so I am so excited to have this opportunity just to pour into you and to talk about where I'm at in this season. And maybe you can learn something from my testimony. But have you ever felt like life is pulling you back just as you're about to make some progress? And it's like you keep going around and going around and going around. It's like, when is the other shoe going to drop? All of those things, right? So think of an archer pulling back an arrow, and it might feel like you're losing ground, but you're actually gaining the momentum you need to soar forward. Today, in regards to strategy, let's talk a little bit about Ruth, a woman of great perseverance. So in Ruth 1:16, it says, "But Ruth replied, 'Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God.'" This story isn't just about loyalty. It's about steadfastness and trials that can lead to unexpected blessings. Despite losing her husband, Ruth embraced this new life, leading to her husband, Boaz, through whom God brought immense blessing, and not only to her, but to generations after her. In fact, she's known for being in the lineage of Jesus, and she came from a pagan country. It's amazing how God ended up using her because of her loyalty to what she saw in her mother-in-law, Naomi. And so when she said, "My God shall be, your God shall be my God," she was saying, "I'm laying down my pagan gods and I will worship the one true God. I will walk in understanding. I will walk in truth," right? And so what I would encourage you, beloved, is what has God said to you about this season? What has God said to you about your truth? Are you walking in the truth? I know for me personally, I've been walking in a season where I felt like I was just having one setback after another setback after another setback. And so rather than isolating, which is something that I would have done in the past, rather than isolating and keeping to myself and being ashamed and hiding, my misfortune, right, because of other people's perceptions, I'd rather bring light to it. And what the Lord has shown me is that you have to reveal things that have been concealed in order to be healed in the name of Jesus. So if there's something that you've been concealing, maybe it's time to bring it to light. And so even with some of these setbacks, the Lord's like, if you'll just reveal your part that you may have played in it, if you'll just take responsibility, he was like, "I will do exceedingly more abundantly than you could ask or imagine." And so I recently was led to the book of Haggai. And in the book of Haggai, it talked about how the Israelites were, they had to go back and repair the foundations, right? And so when they repaired the foundations, God saw their hearts. He saw what they were doing, and he ended up blessing them. But they had to obey, and they had to move forward in obedience. Even when it seemed they were in a season where they were lacking and slacking, the Lord led me to that, to this saying just recently. And he's like, "Where you've been slacking and lacking, you will be racking and stacking." Amen. And so what may appear for you to be moving back, what may appear for you to have pulled back, right, may be the very thing that launches you into a greater level of understanding, a greater level of strategy, a greater level of revelation. So despite all of these quote-unquote setbacks that I've been experiencing in my own personal life, what the Lord has done on the other side of that is he has, one of my children ended up being able to skip a grade because where they seemed to be failing, right, I was willing to take a look and say, you know what, this child needs more help than what I can help them. And so I went to the doctor and I got a quote-unquote diagnosis, not so that they could be labeled that for the rest of their life, but so that I can know how to help them heal and how to pray, right? So I always go to the doctor to get a diagnosis so that the Lord can reveal what needs to be healed. Amen. And so this particular child was revealed that he had ADHD, and not just a little bit, but 99% more active than most kids his age. And so I looked into some natural supplementation. I talked to the doctor about the ideal learning environment because he was literally failing in school to the point where I was like, you know what? You're not advancing into the next grade. In fact, I'm going to pull you back because I feel like you're not understanding. And so we had been doing traditional homeschooling. We actually had done some virtual schooling. And so the doctor said none of those are going to work. Ideally, this child, because of what his learning style is, he would be the most productive in a classroom where there's like 5 to 10 kids. And so the Lord in his graciousness provided that type of environment for my son. And now he's not only made on his last report card, there was no grade lower than a 96. Not one grade was lower than a 96. And not only that, they asked if they could go ahead and let him skip a grade so that he can be back at the grade level that he's supposed to be at. He's still being held back a little bit, but that's because I pushed him so far back in his schooling because I could see the potential in him. He is a great leader and he is a strong leader. And now he's advancing and he even has the potential to skip another grade if he will work hard. And that's what now he's got his identity. Now he understands his own learning style. So he's learned some things about himself through the process. And so what looked like he was being pulled back because he was very upset. He was going back from fourth grade all the way back to second grade. And I told him, I said, if you work hard, if you put your nose to the grind and you work in excellence, put one foot in front of the other and show them that you are smart, that you can do these things. So now he's skipping over the third grade and he's going into fourth grade. And so like, I'm like, see, buddy, you could totally do this. You could do it again if you want. And then it'll be like you were never sent back at all. And he's like, I'm going to do it, Mom. I'm going to do it. So like for him, he was really, really hurt about the whole thing because, you know, he was 11 years old and going into the second grade. But now, right, on the other side of it, he feels so much more equipped. And so sometimes the thing that seemed to be setbacks are really setups, right? Because that's one of the things that the teachers told me. Not only is he advancing in school, but they said he is a fantastic leader. And not only is he a great leader, he's almost like a celebrity, okay? So they're like, yeah, all the kids are just like, hey, Kello, hey, Kello. Like, and I'm like, that's so wonderful that he gets to experience that. And that he's making that kind of impact in such a short time. So he went from being this quiet, misunderstood kid who, you know, was really struggling with learning to now he's like a mastermind. And I'm like, yes, Jesus, that is our portion in this season. And so with that, you know, I had another child who was struggling, same type of situation. And so we can take these testimonies, and I hope that they speak to your heart. They speak to your mind in a supernatural way. And so I had another child who was struggling, and they were telling me just last month, they're like, you know what, this child's really struggling. We're thinking that we might need to hold him back. Well, as soon as I caught wind of that, because they were like, it's hard for you to tell a prophet anything. So what they told me is they were like, we need you to come in because we need to have a discussion with you about your son. This is my other son. And I said, okay, that's fantastic. You know, I'll be there next week. And I asked the Holy Spirit, is this something that I've done wrong? Because they're not giving me any information. It doesn't, they're like, their tone wasn't that great. What are they going to tell me? And he said, they're going to tell you that they're going to hold your son back. And I was like, oh, no, they're not. And so I became an advocate in my son's life and realized that I had been neglecting him in the area of reading specifically. And so, so I was like, you know what? We're going to get you enrolled in some online programs that are going to help you learn how to read. I'm going to start working with you. We walked a Hooked on Phonics reading program and I got him abcmouse.com. Like I became his advocate. And then I took responsibility. I said, Lord, forgive me for not seeing that my son was struggling in this area. And if you'll help me, I will teach him how to, you know, how to come back on top. And so within a week, so I had that meeting set up. I went into the classroom to talk to the teacher, and she was like, I don't know what has happened. She was like, but when I had asked you to come in, I was going to tell you that I thought your son needed to be held back a grade. And she was like, all of a sudden, it's like he's had this explosion of wisdom and everything has clicked. And she was like, and now he's becoming one of the best readers in the class. And she was like, all over the past week. And I was like, yes. And she was like, whatever you're doing at home, if you're doing anything. And I told her what we had done since I had gotten that initial phone call. And so it's not when the Lord brings these things to your attention, beloved, you have the opportunity. You can get in fear or you can get in faith. And so you can allow that recoil to happen so that you can spring forward, right? And be okay with it. Like, you know what, God, you're not doing this because you want me to hurt or because you want to harm me, but because you love me. And so I'm going to step into this correction and use reflection, right, to deflect what the enemy is trying to condemn and shame me and hold me in isolation for. And I'm going to allow it to push me into my promised land. Amen. And so that's what I want you to feel right now. I want you to feel that push into your promised land. What are you believing God for? Where is your promised land? Have you cast the vision for it? Are you allowing things to hold you back? Are they things that you need to repent of? Where maybe you've come into doubt or unbelief. And so these particular situations, I'm testifying to you areas where the Lord brought to my attention some things. And rather than allowing it to hold my family in shame and condemnation, I said, let's do what needs to be done and let's buckle down and get to it. And so if you will partner with the Lord in the work, then he will help you advance. I have one more testimony I really want to share with you, and that is in regards to my daughter. We missed a deadline and I didn't even know because it's my first time being the mom to a high schooler who is pursuing her promised land, right? And for her, that what that looks like is she wants to become a fantasy makeup artist. And so the first step in that journey is to become a cosmetologist and to get her license. And so we missed a deadline, a very imperative deadline for her to enroll in the local tech school, which with what our state laws, I don't know if they're like this in every state, but our state happens to pay for you to go to tech school for free. And so as long as you run it concurrent with going to high school. And so you literally can graduate with certain licenses and certificates already in place. And so since we missed the sign up for cosmetology, we ended up she qualifies to become an esthetician, which esthetician does facials and things like that. And if someone is working with makeup artistry, if that's the end goal, then skincare routine before the makeup artistry and afterwards to take care of the person's skin so that it can be in the most prime condition at the time of the show, right? Whether it's or on camera, depending if she ends up in the movies, is really imperative and important to those people, right? So it's actually a blessing in disguise because that particular avenue had plenty of room in it. So she's able to get that certificate behind her belt as well as the cosmetology certificate. And she'll be one of the first people to be able to enroll in the cosmetology program next year around. So it's like I've had this win, win, win. And, you know, and from the surface, like a month ago, it really appeared some kind of way. And the enemy absolutely had me all up in my feelings. And so, but I was like, I'm going to press through. I'm going to put one foot in front of the other because I know my God is good. And no matter what I have done, whatever choice I have made that may have not been perfect or it may have been out of alignment, I know that my God is good. And I know that he's full of grace and mercy. And I know that when I repent and I renounce and I break agreement with things that weren't for me or that I took on or that I missed the boat or I misstepped or the mistake I made. Sin, it defined, is missing the mark. I missed the mark, plain and simple. Lord God, please forgive me. I missed the mark. And that's why I need Jesus. And so his mercies are made new every day. And he's so good at correcting us, right? And bringing us back into alignment with our assignment in the name of Jesus, especially when it comes into regards with our kids, right? So that's my encouragement to you, Mama, is in areas where you may feel misaligned, or you may feel like you misstepped, or you may feel like I definitely missed the mark. God is so good at bringing us back. And the Bible says that our children are like our arrows. Amen. So isn't it cool that we get to help our arrows whenever they launch, that we launch them? And the Lord told me a long time ago, he said, you will forever be chasing after your arrows, because they will continue. You will pull them back and launch them forward, pull them back and launch them forward. And so I'm like, okay, Jesus, I don't know what that looks like, but I'm excited about it. So think of that, like think of your children as arrows, and God is making you a skilled marksman. Amen. And so the way you become a skilled marksman is by practice, right? You practice and practice and practice some more. We have to remember, mamas, that this is our first time in this life as well. Not only is it our children's opportunity to learn, it's our opportunity to learn too. And so making sure that we extend to ourselves the same kind of grace that we extend to the others in our life, including our children, that in order to be a conduit of grace, we have to extend grace to our own human selves, right? Another person that I'd like to highlight is about Joseph, a man whose life seemed to be a series of misfortunes. He was sold into slavery, accused falsely, imprisoned. Yet through each setback, he was being positioned for something great. Genesis 15, chapter 50, verse 20 says, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Joseph's resilience teaches us that what often seems like a retreat is a route to elevation. God uses our struggles as lessons in endurance of faith. I'd like to bring to your remembrance of Joseph. If you haven't read that story, you can obviously find it in Genesis. But there was one misfortune after one misfortune after one misfortune. And what was crazy is he was a dreamer, and God had given him a dream that his siblings would bow before him. And that was, he spoke that out. And so his siblings got very angry with him, right? And they sold him as a slave. They did not like him at all. And so maybe you're dealing with some people who don't really care for you. Maybe they're speaking things into your atmosphere that are contrary to the identity that God has given you. And so if that's true, I want to encourage you and teach you something. And that is, when someone says something that is contrary to your identity, you don't have to receive that. And you can simply say, "I do not receive that. That is not who I am. And that word curse falls dead at my feet, has no power over my present or over my future, in Jesus' name." Sometimes the enemy is counting on us not saying anything. And so like in a court room, if you plead the fifth or you don't speak up, right, then it's automatically assumed that you're guilty. And so the enemy will absolutely try to tag things on you as your responsibility that are not your responsibility. The fact of the matter is even after Joseph was sold into slavery, the favor of God followed him into every situation, into every quote unquote misfortune. And he kept rising to the top until he was second in power to all of Egypt. And he was able to bring all of his family into a safe solace, into Goshen, right? Where they were well provided for and taken care of. For some amount of years while he was in power. And so I also want to talk to you a little bit about the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul, he faced many shipwrecks, many beatings, many imprisonments. He knew hardship very intimately, and yet he wrote most of the New Testament letters that we turn to for encouragement and instruction today. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Like Paul, you might find yourself battling through storms, wondering if the sun will ever shine again. And it will, because each challenge is not just a test, but a testament to your faith and God's plan. I've also heard it said, your mess is being turned into a message. And so the fact of the matter is that your children learn from watching you. And so I want to encourage you in this season no matter what you're going through or how things may seem, just remember that if you put pressure on an olive, it produces oil. Amen. If you put pressure on coal, it produces a diamond. Okay. So remember, when you're under pressure, that you're producing. Amen. So what I would ask you is, what are you producing? What is God producing in and through you? Amen. And so let that be a testament, because we overcome in two ways: by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So to all the mothers who are listening today, remember, every moment you feel pulled back, every tough season that seems to drag on, is preparing you for a magnificent leap forward. You are the arrow. The tension you feel is a strength being gathered for your launch. So hold steady and be encouraged. Thank you so much for joining me today. If this message has touched your heart, I encourage you to share it with another mother who needs this encouragement. Stay blessed, stay hopeful, and until next time, keep aiming high. By the way, I would love to see you connect with us with our Facebook group called Motherhood Mess Unfiltered. We also have a book that we're launching on April 30th. We will have a special introductory price, as well as a price going forward up until Mother's Day. If this is something that you might be interested in, please feel free to comment or reach out to us, either to Coach Corey, Coach Janine, or myself, and we would be happy to connect you with the link that will allow you to buy Rhythms of Grace, The Imperfections of Motherhood, Turning Our Burdens into Blessings. And if that is something that you would enjoy, like I said, please connect. We would love to hear back from you. Please feel free to share our podcast with those people that you might know. And I hope you have a great day. God bless you. And remember, the kingdom of God is advancing through women like me and you.